Here with me in this interview, I've got Jim Larson, University of Tennessee, and here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, your session that you're part of is all about risk and uncertainty, and we're talking about biofuels here. So I know you've done some work that it looks at this at the farm level. Tell me, first of all, just a little bit about the research that you've done.
Well, trying to look at switchgrass, which is one of the crops that would be coming into play if this biomass feedstock industry develops. And it could be risky for farmers because it's hard to establish. It takes a number of years before they start getting their full yields. And so it's not like growing an annual crop like corn where they can expect a yield in each year. So there's going to be risks for farmers in that, and they may be reluctant to do this without incentives that are provided by the biomass processor. For example. On the other end, when they're harvesting, it also can be risky for them because there's a large amount of material that's going to be harvested. It's going to be subject to weather. It's going to be subject to storage. We'll probably end up storing large amounts of this. Who's going to cover the cost of storage? Is it going to be the farmer himself, or is it going to be the processor? So part of what we're doing in this research is how are those risks between the farmer grower and the bioprocessor going to be shared if this industry is going to go forward.
Do you have some ideas on how that might be accomplished or what might be the best way to accomplish it?
Well, one way would be through contracting and providing some kind of price guarantees to farmers that are looking at this crop that they're going to plant and have as an asset for 10 or more years. And so maybe certain price or revenue guarantees, particularly in the front end when they have lower yields, could overcome that riskiness and make farmers more likely to adopt the crop.
Well, we hear a lot about new biomass options for making fuel with, and I think it's not just an easy answer to say, well, we'll just grow this instead of that, right?
Right. Well, I mean, switchgrass has to compete in terms of you know, what they expect in terms of profit that they get from other crops, but they're also concerned about the variability of profit that they have, particularly low profits in some years. How does that compare with switchgrass, you know, compared to corn or compared to soybeans or compared to beef cattle production, whatever they're looking at? And so, you know, whether or not they're going to adopt it is going to be based on those trade-offs for that farm.
Great. Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes to just tell me a little bit about your work on this subject here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.